With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Syrian President Bashar Assad has fled the country. His departure earlier today brings about a close to his 14-year struggle to hold on to power in a brutal civil war. Assad's exit, standing in a stark contrast to his first months as Syria's unlikely president back in 2000, when many hoped he would be a young reformer after three decades of his father's iron grip. Meanwhile, in the last couple of hours now, Moscow has made an announcement saying that Assad has been granted asylum in Russia. The judge in Hunter Biden's criminal tax evasion case has sharply criticized President Biden's pardoning of his son.
U.S. District Judge Mark Scarsi last week agreed to end the criminal proceedings against Hunter Biden, but not before slamming the president and his reasoning. The judge disputed the president's claim that Hunter was singled out because of his family name, pointing out that the Biden Justice Department led the investigation. In a written order, Scarsi also rebuked the president over his claims about the timeline of Hunter's drug use, saying that nowhere does the Constitution give the president the authority to rewrite history. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, demonstrations have continued throughout South Korea, just outside the parliament primarily, some in support and some who were still opposing the president of South Korea. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst says she needs to hear more from Pete Hegseth on various issues before she decides whether to support him as the next Secretary of Defense. She really says she wants to know more about his role or his views on the role of women in combat. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in New Jersey.
A federal judge has ruled that the state cannot exclude churches from its historic preservation grant fund simply because they are religious. The Mendham Methodist Church and the Zion Lutheran Church Long Valley took the state to court when they were denied access to the fund. First Liberty represents the churches and released a statement saying, quote, "Time and again, the Supreme Court has declared all forms of religious discrimination by the government unconstitutional." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Border Patrol has been hiring chaplains to help with the mounting distress suffered by the officers. With immigration at the forefront of the country's debate, agents wrestle not only with security challenges and an unprecedented surge in illegal immigrants, but also rapidly shifting policies and criticism by liberals. One agent says a hard thing to do is to call, we're often called, terrible names. This is SRN News. General Motors reaching a deal to sell its stake in a nearly completed electric vehicle battery plant in Lansing, Michigan.
The company said it has a non-binding agreement for the sale to joint venture partner LG Energy Solution of South Korea. The company is expected to close the sale by the end of March. GM has spent about $1 billion on the Lansing factory. GM says it will rely on joint venture factories in Warren, Ohio and Spring Hill, Tennessee, to supply factories that make 7 electric vehicles now on sale in the U.S.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Just about everybody has seen The Wizard of Oz, and Judy Garland in the movie wore several different pair of ruby slippers. One of them, one pair, has just been auctioned off yesterday. $28 million for those shoes. More details at SRNnews.com.